Well, let's try it and see what happens. Okay. All right. Your biography said you were born in Commerce Township?
Yes.
Do you know, where was it in Commerce?
I couldn't tell you the road. Whether it was the old plank road or not. It was an old log house, I know.
Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters and one brother.
And one brother. Now, did your parents come to Michigan from another state, or were they...
No.
They were natives of
they
Michigan?
They were native of Michigan.
Had they lived in Commerce long before you were born, or...?
My father was born in Novi Township.
Oh, really?
My mother was born in Clyde.
Huh. Where, do you know where your father was born in Novi Township, where he lived?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. And then you moved to Northville when you were small, when you were a child?
About 4 years old.
Is that right? Do you remember where your parents moved to? What house?
Yes, it's torn down now. It was on Katy Street.
Oh, really? On Katy?
Mm-hmm. It isn't there anymore.
Yeah. How long had you lived in that house?
I don't know. My brother was born in that house. And from there, we moved, well, at that time, they called it Plymouth Avenue. And that's South Main Street, Northville Road now.
Okay, yeah. And that's where you moved to from Katy at that point?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did your father do?
He was just a common laborer. He came here. He had worked on a farm most of his life. And he came here and went to work for at the Dubar factory.
Oh, really?
Now that's where Ford's
right.
factory is.
Right. Now, what was made at the Dubar factory? What did they make?
Pulleys.
Oh.
I mean, that was their main thing that
yeah.
I know of.
Yeah. And was your mother a homemaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved to the house on Plymouth Avenue, and how long did you live there?
Well, I wouldn't know for sure. We lived there for 2 or 3 years. From there, we moved up on Roger, North Roger, in home by that was owned by Brock's, and Brock's had a grocery it wasn't necessarily groceries, it was a general store here in Northville
on right
Main
in town?
Street.
Oh. Huh. How long was that there, don't you know? Is it?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but when you were a child that was
yes.
Mm-hmm. One of the general stores. Now, is the house that you lived on in North Rogers, is that still there, or...?
Yes. I don't know who owns it now, but the last people that I knew owned it was Matheson's.
Mm. Okay.
But they're both gone now,
yeah.
So I don't know who
yeah.
owns it now. But the house is still
it's
there.
It's still there. Huh. Now, you went to school in Northville then, I take
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What school did you start out in?
I started out from there. The folks moved out on a cattle farm on 7 Mile Road, and I started the school out there in a country school.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know what road it was. It was the first road this side of the railroad track, but I don't know the name of it. Mrs. Roy Larkin was my first teacher.
Oh, You remember your teacher?
They lived just a little ways from us.
Is that right?
On the farm.
On the farm, yeah. That's interesting.
And she was a older member in Northville. I've got a picture of me.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what is this a picture of?
North Center Street.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know the people in the photo?
Uh-huh.
Who are they, may I ask?
Well, this one driving the team is was Charlie Soles. And this was Jigger Austin, and those two are the men that owned, well, this is the one of the men that owned Dubar Factory, and the other's his son, and the other's my dad.
No kidding, that's your father in the back there?
Mm-hmm. And this is what used to be the old opera house.
Okay, I know now where that is. Okay.
And this was the post office. And this was the F.S. Neal building. And Zoe Little had a hat shop in there. And Oldenburg's had a grocery store in there. And I don't remember what else was in there besides the grocery store and Zoe Little's house.
Huh. And she had a hat shop, you said.
She had a hat shop in town.
And then the brick building was the post office then.
Yes.
You know, we'd love to get a copy of this.
Mrs. Hickson has a copy.
She does have a copy. Oh, great.
I called
Wonderful.
Her and asked her if she wanted it.
That's a wonderful picture. It's just fantastic, and the opera house looks great.
I run across it with some of Dad's things, and I was going to throw it away. Well, my nephew decided he wanted it, so I gave it to him. Now, they had gone out and got this log to work in the factory.
Oh, really? Huh. Over at the Dubar?